Hey, sweetie. Welcome back. How was school? Really? That's fantastic. I guess I shouldn't be surprised at my smart boy acing another test, though, should I? Well, consider what I've got cooking reward, then. Can you smell it? Yep, it's your favorite. I'll make you a big plate as soon as it's done. I've got the table all set up with flowers and candles, too. And then, after we eat, we can have a little mommy and son movie night. I'll even let you choose what we watch. There's ice cream in the freezer, too. We have chocolate, vanilla, mint chip, cookie dough. Oh, and we can get blankets and pillows and cuddle up nice and warm and... You're going to your aunt's. Again. Sweetie, didn't you just go a few days ago? And a few days before that? No, that's fine, I suppose. I'm glad you're getting along with her. It's just, I wanted this to be a special night. Just you and me. Just you and me. Mommy and the boy she loves so, so much. It's been so long, too long since we just shared a moment together. I had this planned all week. I even came home from work early to shop for the ice cream and start cooking dinner. No, I'm not mad. I was just really looking forward to finally spending time with you, sweetie. Lately, I feel like you barely even look at me anymore. The only times I see you are during dinner, and whenever you leave or come home. The only words I hear from you are hi and bye. I wish you would at least look at me. At least let me know you notice me. It's like you don't even know your own mother exists. I'm just so lonely. Ever since your father left me, you've been all I have. You know that, right? Whenever you leave, I feel so empty. My heart leaps every time I see you. I just want to hug you and kiss you and hold you and never let go. Sweetie, your love is the most precious thing in the world to me. You're the only one who can feel this hole in my heart. Why do you even go to your aunt's place anyway? What do you do there? Oh, sweetie. Don't you know your mother can always tell when you're lying? I know you wouldn't go over there just to study. My little sis never studied when she was your age anyway, so there's no way she would let you over just for that. That's what I thought. She lets you swim in her pool, huh? And takes you for rides in your car. The convertible. That sounds fun. You like her a lot, don't you? Yeah, I can tell. Sweetie, be honest. Do you have a crush on your aunt? Hey, just tell me. I need to know. No, I'm not mad. Not surprised either. You're not the first one to choose her over me. Not by a long shot. It's always been that way. Your aunt, she's pretty, funny, and bubbly, and flirty. She has that hair, and that smile, that body, that laugh, and those eyes. All the boys in high school wanted her. Half of them didn't even know I existed. The other half forgot about me as soon as they saw her. I even suspected your father had a thing for her. He always ignored me whenever she was around. Well, even more than he usually did. That's it, isn't it? I'm not good enough for you. Why would a young boy like you even look twice at an old lady like me when there's her? Young and energetic and beautiful. She's everything you'd ever want. I guess it's only natural that you would choose her over me. your boring, four-eyed, chubby, jeans-wearing mom. It's just not fair. Why her? After I raised you. After I walked you to your first day of school. After I made you your lunch every morning. After I helped you with all that homework. After all the times I cared for you when you were sick. Why not me? Baby, look at me. Right in my eyes. Take my hands. I know I can never have her looks or her money or her charm. But I can give you love. That's what she'll never have. Not like mommy does. I love you more than anything. More than you'll ever know. More than she ever could. Mommy loves you so, so much. You're my pumpkin, my buttercup, my sweetheart, my angel, my sunshine. Baby, can't you see that I'm the only one for you? So, sweetie, what? Sweetie, you just... God, I've been waiting so long to hear you say that again. I love you too. Mommy loves you so, so much. It's okay, sweetie. I forgive you. I could never be mad at my darling boy. I'm just glad I have you back. I'm back where you belong. I'm back with mommy. You really mean that, sweetie? You never stopped loving me? There he is. That's the boy that I remember. Sweet as a lollipop. No, you don't mean that. No, stop. You're making mommy blush. You think I'm beautiful? Prettier than her? But she's so... And I'm so... Oh, baby, you have no idea how much that means to me. All the time I've spent in her shadow, starving myself to be skinny like her, cutting my hair like hers, going to school practically blind so boys didn't see my glasses. Of course, it's my own sweet son that makes me feel wanted for the first time in forever. You make mommy's heart race. You know that? I feel like a schoolgirl again, flirting with my charming, handsome boyfriend. Oh, look who's the red-faced one now. You like the thought of being mommy's boyfriend? Yeah. Well, just think of me as your new girlfriend then. Your new girlfriend who is absolutely head over heels in love with you. I love being this close to you, sweetie. I can feel the muscles on your back with my arms wrapped around you like this. So enticing. I don't know if you've noticed, but... Ever since you've got older, I've enjoyed our hugs a lot more. I'm surprised you never realized how I put my lips on your shoulder and rub my hips against yours slightly. I always hoped I might hold you there long enough to turn you on a little bit. Yeah, I've had a crush on you for some time now, sweetheart. Without your father, you became the man in my life. And you were so much better than he ever was. So kind and sweet and considerate. You always made mommy feel loved. I couldn't suppress the feelings of my heart when you grew into such a strong young man. I knew it was wrong, having thoughts about my own son, but I don't care. If my love for you is wrong, then so be it. I'll never stop loving my baby boy. I know you won't stop loving me either, sweetie. That's what makes you the best son a mommy could ask for. Hey, dinner can wait a bit. How about we go to my bed for some even more special mommy and son time? Yeah, you want that? Good boy. Come. Here we are. It's really lonely in this big bed all by myself, you know. Sometimes I'm up at night wishing you would come in and ask to sleep with me, like when you were a little boy. I even sleep in my sexy lingerie sometimes just in case. Oh, hey, that reminds me. You want to help mommy take off her clothes? I may or may not be wearing one of those special outfits. You know, for if I could loosen you up from all that whining and dining I planned on. Here, help lift mommy's shirt off. My jeans, too. Oh, look at that cute starstruck face. I bet you never thought you'd see your own mother dressed like this. Being a bit curvier than your aunt isn't all that bad, is it? She can never have curves like this. Let's lay down so you can feel this body all over. Come here, baby. Snuggle up to mommy. Now, tell me, what can I do for my precious boy? Oh my, did I just hear that come out of my innocent little angel's mouth? You want to suck on mommy's tits? So lewd. No, not at all, sweetie. I like it when my good boy is naughty. Just not too naughty. Or else I might have to spank you to keep you behaving. Well, are you gonna come get what you want? I'm still your mother, but I can't do everything for you. Good boy. Of course my nipples are hard. How could I not get excited at seeing my boy so horny for me? Now bring those sweet lips here, right where they belong on your mommy's boobs. Oh, baby. Your mouth is so warm and wet and... come put your hand on mommy's other breast. Pinch the nipple while you squeeze it. Oh, fuck. Something about this feels so right. My son's sucking on my tits like a needy little boy. I'm glad you're so willing, baby. I didn't know you shared mommy's little fantasy. I'm glad you're so willing, baby. I didn't know you shared mommy's little fantasies. Maybe you caught me one of those times left my door ajar so you could see and hear me rubbing my pussy under my panties, moaning your name, begging you. You didn't think I would be careless enough to be that loud unintentionally, did you? Oh, look up at me, sweetie. Look in mommy's eyes while she nurses you. Baby, you look so pretty. Oh, let me stroke your hair for you. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, this is really getting you going, isn't it? I can feel your cute little hard on rubbing against my thigh. Oh, why don't you get those shorts and boxers off before they get all sticky and messy? Here, let mommy help you. My, you really are turned on. Look at your cock all stiff and throbbing. And oozing so much pre-cum. So adorable. Here, wrap your legs around mommy's. Hump mommy's thick, smooth thighs. Like a good little puppy. Oh, so eager. You make mommy's heart melt by being such a needy boy. I'm going to absolutely spoil you rotten. You'll never be satisfied with any woman but mommy. Yeah, whimper for me, sweetie. Your cute little noises make mommy so horny. Come, suckle some more. I want to hear your muffled moans on my tits. That's it. That's it. Such a good boy. Oh, so hungry. Just like you when you were little. I only wish I had milk to feed you. Oh. That made someone excited. You like the thought of nursing from mommy's tits? Suckling warm, creamy milk from my big, swollen breasts until your tummy is full? My goodness, that really made you pick up the pace. I can feel you spreading your sticky pre-cum all over my thigh. You're gonna come soon? Yeah? Go ahead, sweetie. I don't want to keep my horny, depraved little puppy of a special treat. That wouldn't make me a good mommy at all now, would it? Oh, even faster, huh? Oh, you really want to coat mommy's thighs in your hot, thick cum, don't you? Yeah. Give it to mommy, then. Paint mommy's legs while you bury your face in my chest. Oh, there you go. That's mommy's good boy. That's mommy's very handsome little puppy. There you go. Yes. Oh, yeah. Let it all out. Yeah. Yeah. Let it all out. Let mommy's thighs milk every drop out of you while you suck on mommy's tits. There you go. That's my good little puppy. Good boy. That was quite the orgasm. I feel that warm puddle on my thigh. It's dripping down to the sheets. I sure hope you still have some cum left in those balls for mommy. Don't forget about your dear old mom's pleasure now. Hey, I've got a naughty idea. You want to hear it? Yeah. How about you use that clever little tongue to clean up the mess you made on mommy? You like the sound of that? You pervy little boy. You're lucky mommy is horny enough to let you do such lewd things to her. Oh, moving down there already. I didn't even need to ask. Oh, fuck, that warm tongue feels so fucking good on my skin. Do you like how your own cum tastes, sweetie? Oh, don't stop licking. Just nod your head yes. Yeah, I can tell. You've almost lapped it all up already. What a greedy boy. Now come here. Let mommy have a taste too. I can't take this anymore. I need you now. Mommy needs her boy's cock inside of her right this instant. Do you understand? Good. Now take mommy's panties off for her, will you? Good boy. Hold on a moment, sweetie. Look at me. Your mommy is all naked now in front of you. Is it everything you've wanted? Of course you would say that. When did I ever think I would hear anything else from my sweet little angel?